Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Vav in Meseches Yevamos. It is the 87. It's the 887th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up on the bottom of Pei Hei Amud Beis with the Mishnah that's going to tell us the halachos of when a wife of a Kohen is able to eat Truma and when she cannot, as well as the wife of a Levi, when she can eat Meiser. And most of our daf is going to be discussing the rights of a woman to be able to eat Truma. The thrust of our Mishnah and the analysis of the Gemara is going to be that when a woman is pregnant from a Yisrael, despite the fact that she is a Bas Kohen, once she was pregnant from a Yisrael, even if the Yisrael passes away, she will not be able to eat, as well as being engaged to a Kohen is not going to be enough for her to be able to eat. And also, if she's a Shomeris Yavam LeKohen, in other words, that there's a Kohen that's waiting in the wing to do Yibum, until he does Yibum, she also can't eat. And the Gemara is going to analyze that on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. And finally, on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to analyze the rights of the Kohen and the Levi to the Truma and the Meiser, particularly whether a Kohen has rights to Meiser just like a Levi. So let's Be'ez Hashem pick up on the bottom of Pei Amud Beis. Bas Yisrael Mureses LeKohen. If you have a girl who's the daughter of Yisrael, and she has already done Erisin. Now, Erisin does not mean what it means in modern Hebrew today, which means an engagement, but Erisin means that the husband said Hareyat Mekudeshesli, but they did not do his Nisuin. Nevertheless, even though she's already married to the Kohen, since it wasn't consummated with Nisuin, she cannot eat Truma. Mu'beres Mikohen. If you have a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kohen, she became pregnant from the Kohen, then the Kohen passed away. Once she becomes pregnant, so then she cannot eat Truma. This is already described, as Rashi points out in the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, where we had the expression of Ubar Vayavam Ve'erisin Poislin Velo Machilin. The Yavam would passel, the Ubar would passel, as well as the Arus. Here in our Mishnah, it's formulated slightly differently, but it's the same concept. Shomeris Yavam LeKohen, if a woman is waiting in the wing to undergo Yibum with a Kohen, nevertheless, she can't eat Truma. V'chein Bas Kohen Li Yisrael. Also, if a woman is a Bas Kohen, she marries Yisrael, lo tochal betruma. She cannot eat Truma. Bas Yisrael mu'reses l'levi. Similarly, Bas Yisrael that has done Arei Mekudeshes with a Levi, but has not done Nisuin, mu'beres mi'levi. She's pregnated by a Levi, and the Levi passed away. She marries Yavam l'levi. V'chein Bas Yisrael, Bas Levi Li Yisrael, lo tochal b'meiser. As well as the daughter of a Levi, when she marries Yisrael, all of the above cannot eat Meiser. Bas Levi Mureses LeKohen. Similarly, same argument will go. A Bas Levi who's engaged to Kohen but not consummated with Nisuin. Muberes McCoin. She has been impregnated Kohen, the Kohen passes away. Shemeres Yavam LeKohen. V'chein Bas Kohen LeLevi Lo Tocha Lo Betruma V'lo B'Meiser. So she's out of her father's house once she does, for example, Erisin, and therefore she cannot eat Meiser, and she cannot eat Truma in the case of Mureses LeKohen because she hasn't consummated the marriage. Similarly, in all the above cases, she's already out of the father's house, but not entirely married to the Kohen. In the case of where she becomes pregnated by the Kohen, and then the Kohen passes away. So then in such an instance, she is already out of her father's house because she now has a potential child. But at the same time, the child is posel velo machel. The Gemara analyzes. Ute Zara, fine. Let us say that she's no longer a Bas Levi, or she's not yet entirely married to the husband who's a Levi, as described in the above Mishnah. Zara mi achlo achla b'meiser. Is it true that a Zar, someone who is not a Levi, can't eat Meiser? Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel Amani Rebbe he Damar Meiser Rishon Aser Lezarim. Yes, there is the opinion of Rebbe who says that Meiser Rishon cannot be eaten by those who are not a Levi. Desanya, we learned that Brisa going up to Pei Vav Amud Aleph, Truma LeKohen, U'Meiser Rishon LeLevi, Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's the opinion of Meir. Only a Levi can eat Meiser Rishon. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Matira LeKohen. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah disagrees and says that a Kohen could also eat Meiser Rishon. Analyze the Gemara, Matira, Michlal Dika Manda Aser. The fact that Rabbi Elazar says that it's mutter to the kohen is mashu that there's someone who holds that it's aser. Explains Rashi five lines into the narrow michlav dikel mandos and meiser lekohen. This seems that there's someone who asers the meiser lekohen lechol bitmiya. How could that possibly be? That's a wonder. Vavadei kohanim lav zarim ninu. Kohanim are not considered zarim. Ela ema noisnei af lekohen. That you're even allowed to give it to the kohen. That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you could fulfill the separation of meiser rishon and give it to the kohen. However, Rabbi Meir disagrees. Amar Avacha Brei de Rava Mishmei de Gemara. The explanation of Avacha Brei de Rava gives for Rabbi Meir's rationale that says that you have to give to Levi and not to the kohen is based on the pasuk Ki Asma Asar Bnei Yisrael Sher Yerim Hashem Truma. Ma Truma Asura Lazarim Af Maiser Rishon Asura Lazarim. So over here, the Gemara is explaining, according to Rabbi Meir, not why you can't give it to a kohen, but rather why Zarim cannot eat the Maiser Rishon. Because just it's equated to Truma. Just like Truma cannot be eaten by those who are Zarim, so too Maiser Rishon is also Zarim. Asks the Gemara, Ma Truma Chayav Nala Misa V'chomesh. The halacha is that if one eats Truma, Yechayv Misa B'dei Shemayim, as well as you have to pay back the value of the truma plus a fifth. Af meiser chayav la misa v'chamish. Amakra umeisa bo ki chalua v'yasev chamishiso alav bo v'lo b'meiser alav v'lo al meiser. The Torah goes out of its way to say that these punishments of chamish and misa bidei shemayim that apply to truma do not apply to meiser. V'rabbanan, and what are the rabbanan going to say in regards to the equation of meiser truma, which seem that it's also a zarim? Matruma toveles av meiser rishon nami tovel. When it equates that truma is like meiser, when it says asher yarumu rimu in the context of meiser as well to equate them, it's to tell us something else. Matruma toveles, just like truma, if you don't take it off, the fruits are tevel. Af meiser rishon nami tovel. It also makes the fruits tevel. Uka desayim Rabbi Yosi Yomi Yochel lo yechayev el al tovel shlo hura mimenu kol ikar. Hura mimenu truma gedola. What happens if truma gedola is taken off from the tevel v'lo hura mimenu meiser rishon and meiser rishon is not taken off? Or meiser rishon v'lo meiser sheni. Meiser rishon, of course, is the tenth that goes to Levi. Meiser sheni is the meiser that you take up and eat in Yerushalayim, vafilu meiser ani, or what happens if meiser ani is not taken off? Minayin, how do you know it's also tevel? Tamalom melosucha lecho b'sharecha. Ulahalanu omer v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveim. It says that you shall not eat it if it's not done appropriately, meiser sheni, if it's not brought up to Yerushalayim. And it also says, you shall eat it at your gates and be satisfied. That pasuk is understood by Chazal as being during the year of Meiser Ani. Masharecha Amur La'alon Meiser Ani, Asharecha Amur Kan Meiser Ani, V'amur Achmana Lo Sochal. And the Torah says you should not eat it if it hasn't been taken off. Says the Gemara, V'ime Asam, that would have been our only Makar, and we would have thought Meiser Ani and Meiser Sheni have it in Tevel, and certainly Meiser Rishon if it's not taken off. I would have thought Havamina L'lav, that it only has the status of lav if you eat the tevel. Aval misa lo, but you don't have misa midei shemayim. Kamash malon, that's what the pasuk is doing when it says, ki esma aser b'nei yisrael asher yerumu l'ashem truma, is telling you that there's misa midei shemayim as well for meiser rishon. That when you have fruits, archai meiser rishon, if you don't take off meiser, then the tevel is misa midei shemayim. Lishna Achrina, there was another opinion that said Maaser Rishon de Tavel, the fact that Maaser Rishon becomes Tavel, mid Rabbi Yossi Nafka, that we learn it out from Rabbi Yossi's Makar, that we said is based on the Pasuk, Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha. Ime Ahi Hav Amina Lav Al Misa Lo. And we would have thought that you only get a Lav and not Misa, Kamash Malan. That's why we need the Hekish of Meiser Truma to tell you that Meiser Rishon is also Misa Bidei Shemayim. Ultimately the same Makoros, but just two different processes of how to learn it. Analyzes the Gemara. B'mayu Kimta, how do you understand the Mishnah that Abbas Yisrael, that's Mureses Levi, can't eat Meiser, Rebbe Meir, that that must be following the opinion of Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir says that a zar cannot eat Meiser. Ema Seifa, but how are you going to explain the Seifa? Bas Levi Mu Reses LeKohen. If you have Bas Levi that's engaged to a Kohen, or Bas Kohen LeLevi, Lo Tocha Lo Betruma Lo BeMeiser. You can't eat Truma and Meiser. Hacha, over here, Meizorus Ika. In what way is a Bas Kohen a Zar? That even if she's not entirely married to a Levi, she won't be able to eat Truma. Excuse me, won't be able to eat Meiser. She should be able to eat Meiser because her husband could eat Meiser and her father could eat Meiser. So if she's out of her husband's Rishos, father's Rishos into her husband's Rishos, she's also able to eat Meiser. Amar Rav Sheshes, my Eino Achelos, what does it mean that she can't eat? Eino no senes Rishos litrum. She cannot give permission to give Truma. She herself cannot take off the Meiser, but she would be allowed to eat it. Analyze the Gemara, Michlal de Nisua. It would seem to indicate that once she's married, no senes Rishos, that she's able to take off Truma. Im, is that true? V'atani v'achalta mosa b'chol makom ata u'beseichem limed al nesua bat Yisrael she nosenes Rishos l'trum. Ata omer Rishos l'trum o'enu el lechol amrit Truma chamura ocheles. Meiser akal lo kol shekein. If Truma she's able to eat, certainly she's able to eat Meiser. Elimin al nesua bat Yisrael she nosenes Rishos l'trum, that she's allowed to take off Truma. Rashi mysteriously adds in the concept of giving Rishus to her shliach to do Truma, but it's the same thing. If she could do Truma, then she's allowed to make a shliach who will be mafresh Truma, and the Achronim discuss why Rashi brings that up. Now the Gemara gives another teretz of how could it be that in the Reisha we are telling us that you're allowed to eat Meiser, if you're entirely married to a Levi, but if you're only an Arusa, you're not. Yet in the Seifa, it is telling us that a Bas Kohen and Mureses LeLevi cannot eat. At the end of the day, it's Poshut that she should be able to. Marbury Dravina Amar Lomar, the Chidush of the Seifa is Shein Cholkin Lo Meiser Bebeis HaGronos. That she, Shein Cholkin Lo Meiser Bebeis HaGronos. That you don't give her the Meiser from the silos. That's the literal translation. What that's referring to is the following. Despite the right of this woman who's married to the Levi to be able to get Meiser, that's only when she's in her husband's house. But when she's out of the house, when they're dividing in the silos, so then in such a case, she's not allowed to receive it. And that was the case of the Seifa. The Gemara challenges us. Hanich l'man d'amar mishum yichud. That makes sense according to the man d'amar, who says that the reason we don't do this is because of a chash of yichud. So then, that makes sense that you can't give the arusa el man d'amar mishum grusha. But the man d'amar who says that the reason that you can't do that is because we're afraid that she's going to come to collect the Beis HaGranos and she'd be already divorced from her husband that entitles her to either the Truma or the Meiser. And here there's a big discussion of the Girsa, so we're going to go with the following Girsa. Elaman d'amar mishum grusha, grusha bas Levi milo achla b'meiser? Does when it comes to a grusha bas Levi, is she not entitled to the Meiser? In other words, it doesn't matter. She'll be able to be, we're going to go with the parentheses, she's going to be able to be entitled to the Meiser because even when she's divorced, she'll her due to the fact that she's the daughter of a lady, she'll be entitled to the Meiser. Continues the Gemara. V'litameich, and according to your reasoning, grusha bas kohen, milo achla betruma. Similarly, a grusha bas kohen, we're going to have in a brisa on daf tzadi tes on the beis, says that she also can't eat from the gronos. And according to our above logic, even if she gets divorced, at the end of the day, she's a bas kohen. So why can't she eat from the truma, from the goron? So there must be a different chash that's at play. Ela gzeri mishum grusha bas Yisrael. We assert the wife of a kohen to take truma from the goren, lest she be divorced, and she be a bas Yisrael, and even if she's a bas Levi or a bas Kohen, she won't be able to either. Analyze the Gemara, but our Mishnah is talking specifically about Arusa. This halacha applies by Nesua as well. This halacha applies by Nesua. Answers the Gemara, either Tani Reisha Mureses, Tana Seifa Nami Mureses, but this prohibition that we have in the Seifa of our Mishnah on the bottom of Peheim Abeis is a prohibition of Bas Levi Mureses Lekoin, and so on and so forth. All of those cases are talking about taking Truma Meiser from the Goron, according to Mar Berei Duravina, and really that would apply even to a Nesua, just like an Arusa. The Gemara continues 3 lines on the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan Truma Lekoin Meiser Rishon Lelevi Divrei Rabbi Akiva. We learned that Truma is something that Kohen eats. Meiser Rishon is something that a Levi eats according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azar Yoimer Lekoin. L'koyen v'loy l'levi, that only a Kohen is allowed to eat Meiser. How could that possibly be? Asks the Gemara. L'koyen v'loy l'levi? Ema af l'koyen. The Gemara clarifies that what we're saying is that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not only can a Levi partake in Meiser, even a Kohen can take in Meiser as well. My time to Rabbi Akiva, what's the rationale of Rabbi Akiva? D'chsiv, ve'lehavim tedaber v'amarta lehem. The pasuk says, you shall speak to Levim and tell them about Meiser. B'levim kamishta ikra. The pasuk speaks about Levim. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva's logic is going to be, dafka, the Levi's entitled to the Meiser Rishon, and not to the Kohen. V'idach, and what is the other man, Damar Ablozer ben Azar, you're going to say, Kedur Bishua ben Levi, Damar Bishua ben Levi, Besim Var ben Mekos, Nikru Kohanim Levim. There are 24 places that the Kohanim in the Torah are referred to as Levim, Vizeh Echa Mehem. And this is one of them. Vakoyanim Valavim Bnei Tzadok. Tzadok was a Kohen, nevertheless, he's referred to as a Levi. So that is Kam. Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva going to say that says that Kohen is not allowed to eat? Hacha lo matzis amrit. Here you can't say that Levi refers to Kohen. D'chsiv achalta mosa b'chol makom. Mish yachal achal b'chol makom. Yatsa Kohen, shen yachal echal b'bois hakvar. So the Torah says, you shall eat, the Levi shall eat in every place, and that seems to include every place on the globe, which includes a Beis HaKvaros, and Kohanim cannot eat in a Beis HaKvaros, because they're not allowed to make themselves Tamid. V'idach, and what's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah going to say to that? Kol Heicha Deboi, the emphasis that he can eat it where it wants, is that it doesn't need walls, it doesn't need the holy walls of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. But it doesn't mean that you could eat it even in a Beis HaKvaros. Analyzes the Gemara, V'i Achalei, V'tumas HaGuf, Lo Laki. And it's also emphasizing that the Levi is allowed to eat it, V'tumas HaGuf, and he won't get Malkus. The Gemara now continues with the story of a Kohen taking Meisar. He gins that there was a field, Davishokel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Meisar Risha Minei. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took Meisar from it, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. Rashi tells us the source of this is in Brachos on Chav Zayin Amabez. Azar Rabbi Akiva Hadre Lepischa Lever Kivra, Rabbi Akiva, who held that you only give Meisar Rishon to a Levi, he closed the gate of that field. Only way you could go out was to the Beis HaKvaros. In order that, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would not be able to take Meiser Risha. Akiva had outsmarted him who holds that a Kohen cannot take. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah surrenders, maybe with a little bit of a shtach, to Rabbi Akiva. Amar Akiva bitarmilo. Akiva will go with his staff, his shepherd staff. Vani chaye. And I will continue to live. It could very well be that this was a little bit of a shtach to Rabbi Akiva, and that is Rabbi Akiva is the shepherd, I'm the Kohen. Okay, he's forcing me not to be able to take the Meiser, but I am still the Kohen that continues to live, and Rabbi Akiva will retain his original status, and I will be able to live. I now see that this is the pshat of the Yamshel Shlomo. Itmar, mipnei ma konsu levim b'maser. Why is it that the Levim were fine during the time of Ezra? Already in the time of Ezra, when the Meiser Rishon was given, that it could be given to others as well, elav dafka leviim. So machlokis rishonim whether it was asur to give to the leviim or that you could give to others as well. Pligi ba Rabbi Yonasan v'sav yachad. Rabbi Yonasan disagreed with one elderly talmid chacham. Chara amar shelo alu bimei Ezra. One said that they gave a fine to Levim because they didn't go up with Ezra. V'charame k'dei shiyismichu kohanim Allah bimei tumasan. And the other said, in order that the kohanim be able to have sustenance when they become tameh. Of course, when a kohen is tameh, he cannot have truma. So hence, Ezra wanted to help the kohanim. Says Gemara, bishlei mandamar shelo alu mishum hachi kansinu. It makes sense, according to Manda Amar, that says that they were punished, that they didn't go up, then that makes sense for there to be a knas. So Manda Amar, the Yishiyas Mechua Lov Kohanim made to Asam, Mishum Kohanim Kansinu Lelevi, because of the Kohanim's problems, it becomes now a Levi's problem that they lose it. Ela Kuliyama Kansa Shalo Alu B'mei Ezra. Everybody agrees that it was a knas that they didn't go up in the time of Ezra. This is a fascinating machlokas, and Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up over here, V'hacha B'hacha Miflegi, what was the crux of the machlokas in regards to the Takana of Ezra. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Vav in Maseches Yevamos.